It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am totally going to bang Holly. She's cute and helpful, and she really seems into me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell everyone that tomorrow he was stranded in an airport.
Yes.
And he wrote the book Dear American Airlines. The author's name is Jonathan Miles, and he's one pissed off guy. Also, a visit from Regis Philbin, and we'll play American Fido. That's singing dogs. So if you've got singing dogs, they can really carry a tune. Make sure to listen tomorrow and get them on the line to get on the air.
American Fido.
Right now, I have a pair of tickets for you to see Tom Petty live at Nissan Pavilion this Sunday. Everyone who comes to the show will receive a free download card for a Petty song. Tickets at LiveNation.com. So caller 100 right now at 877-365-3636. Gets a pair of Tom Petty tickets. And now, without further ado, let's get right to Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, let's get this ugliness out of the way. As if Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib weren't enough, the U.S. has now been accused of keeping prison ships to detain many of the people arrested in the so-called War on Terror.
Army, hearty. I picture guys like in
walk
pirate
the
suits.
You've been there.
Here you go. You're going to be keeled, matey.
Human rights lawyers say the U.S. has used these floating prisons to hide the real numbers and the whereabouts of many of its detainees.
Are they Carnival cruise ships?
That's interesting.
They pretend they're going on a cruise.
Exactly.
Yeah, so this is your room.
And these activists are pressing the U.S. government to release the locations of those ships and their passenger lists.
Kathy Lee's gone back to doing the commercials now. Welcome to the cruise.
That's perfect.
Yes, you've got your lovely Abu Ghraib cruise.
Documents from the U.S. military seem to back up the lawyers' claims. Early reports say the U.S. may have used as many as 17 ships as floating prisons over the last 7 years.
Floating prisons. There's just something pirate about that. Or it's your floating prison.
It very seems nice, so. Really.
Yes, here's your prison cell. I got a parrot on me shoulder.
That's right. Stand by for the midnight buffet.
I hear it's not so nice, and at least 26,000 people are being held without trial, and reports say as many as 80,000 have been through this system.
No midnight buffet.
Senator Ted Kennedy's brain surgery today was successful, according to his surgeon. He operated on Kennedy's brain tumor at Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina.
Duke.
Doctors say the 76-year-old will be in the hospital about a week for a recovery. He's issued a statement saying he's eager to get back to work in the Senate, where he spent the last 45 years.
I'm not a betting man, you know this, Buzz.
I know.
But I'm betting that if you happen to have the similar type of malady, mm-hmm. and you wanted the very best in the country, I believe we've just had an advertisement for where it is. You know, when you're talking about the elite of the
you
elite.
Want to know?
You really want to know. Where's the guy that operated that? It'd be down at Duke University.
And I say the average person might have to wait more than 6 days to get the surgery?
Probably, yeah.
Just a guess.
Might be a bit of a waiting line.
You bet your life. That's what 56-year-old John Matthews did 2 years ago when doctors said he would die from asbestos exposure. John Matthews of Middlesex, England, was told by his doctor that he now has mesothelioma. That's mesothelioma, a kind of cancer that would probably kill him before the end of the year.
I got $20 in my wallet, and if you can say that 3 times fast, I will give you that $20.
Mesothelioma, mesothelioma, mesothelioma.
Boy, that was a sucker's
bet,
Mike.
That was the easiest money I ever made.
I hate you, Buzz.
And for one thing, you don't know if he's saying it right.
And you know what?
But he said it. I mean, he said it the exact same way. He said it the exact same way 3 times.
Let me just say this. People really do win on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Would you want to trade that for a T-shirt?
Very good. Congratulations, Buzz Burbank from Fairfax.
Thank you. Now, the doctor told John that he'd never heard of anyone living with this for more than 25 months. He told John that he probably wouldn't last out the year.
Okay.
But John's a gambling man, so he went to a casino and told them that he could beat the 25 months. Casino didn't believe him, so they gave him 50-1 odds on the $200 he laid down.
So he actually brought all his medical records? Because they'd have to do it that way.
Every bit of it.
That is a cool story.
Real bet.
I like that a lot.
It's now 25 months and 2 weeks later, and John is still alive, and he's $10,000 richer.
But they wheeled him in. Is he on death's door?
He's apparently at about the same place he's been all along.
Yeah, but now he went in before. He said, I'll bet you I'll put $200 down, and now he sounds like this.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Sadly, now he looks like most of the people playing nickels. slots.
He's down there. Get out of my way.
Also a realist. He says he'll give some of the money to a cancer charity, saving just enough for some booze, some cigarettes, and a bungee jump.
Boobies.
As I said, John's a gambling man.
Boobies. Boobies.
Very good. Hey, Buzz, we want to congratulate Robert Chiappardi. Trip Chiappardi.
I'll give you $20.
Robert Chiappardi, Robert Chiappardi, Robert Chiappardi.
I will give you $20.
Fairfax, he gets a pair of tickets to see Tom Petty live. We hope things are quieter this weekend at the Walmart in Barboursville, West Virginia. Last Sunday, a 12-year-old girl picked up a watermelon. May have been seedless, but it did have a scorpion that stung her.
Oh.
Didn't amount much to much more than a bee sting, but they still had to take the girl to the hospital just to make sure.
What it sounds like when they sting, Rob.
Scorpion, they're mean insects. Scorpion was captured by Walmart employees. No word on the scorpion's ultimate fate.
They hit it over the head.
With a big happy face.
They're very hard-headed, those insects.
I know that because I looked at my crystal ball. All right, stop it.
And in Britain, a 14-year-old boy was bitten by a shark in his bedroom. The boy was sleepwalking.
That's a bedroom.
And therefore didn't see the shark head hanging from his wall in his nautical-themed bedroom.
Fine.
And finally, from our It Isn't Working department, in Sparks, Nevada, fire department rescue workers responded to the report of a man floating down the river and screaming. They tried... There's the guy. They tried to save him, but he seemed to be resisting their efforts. He was captured later when he was seen climbing onto a rock without any pants.
Yeah, Mike.
He did have a T-shirt on, though. The T-shirt read, Dare to Stay Off Drugs. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our boy Robbie's going to take a hiatus with his family.
What?
And it was a planned thing before everything happened and the thing, and then we came in and did the thing.
Many years in the planning.
I'm a good guy, and I said no problem whatsoever.
Mike O'Mara, good
guy. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, so Rob, we will see Rob a week from Tuesday. You will be back on the show.
A week from tomorrow.
Yes, a week from tomorrow. Enjoy yourself, and Rob will be checking in. It's okay to say where you're going.
Absolutely.
He's going down to a magical place.
Yes, I am.
And, for about $1,600, I think we can do that. And then we'll find out whether that's true or not. Rob will be calling us
with some
updates.
I'm at Disney World at the Sheraton.
That's where he'll be. He'll be entertaining your calls in the office. We want to thank today Dr. Robert Zubrin, author of Energy Victory, Eddie.
Go there, energyvictory.com.
Winning the war on terror by breaking free of oil. Also, Stan Romanek, the guy that was abducted. By aliens, yes. Woo! Oh, I did that. Sorry.
Right.
And we love those guys. We really do. They were very nice to come on the show. And thanks to everybody that called in to play the buzzword today. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Mr. Joe Artinger. Mm-hmm. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and has heard exclusively on the He's Abandoning Me radio network.
Come on.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with another poem for you.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
What a show today. Rob and Buzz were happy and gay. The buzzword was steady, and Mike hated Eddie. But we're drinking Friday, so hooray!
Hooray!
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Good night.
Goodbye, wee!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.